This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school volleyball, the Seguin Lady Matadors will look to keep their unblemished district record intact when they meet San Antonio Highlands tonight at Goldie Harris Gym. The Lady Mats are 5-0 in District 27-5A. Seguin won their 20th match of the season with a sweep at San Antonio Edison on Friday, handing the Lady Bears their first district defeat of the season. Seguin's senior setter Giselle Morales reached her 2,500th career assist in the victory. Highlands is 5-1 in district play. Tonight's match between Seguin and Highlands starts at 6:30 this evening at Goldie Harris. The Navarro Lady Panthers continue with their non-district schedule tonight when they host Randolph. The Lady Panthers are looking to rebound after falling in four sets to state-ranked Davenport last Friday. Navarro will start District 28-4A play next Tuesday at San Antonio Memorial. First serve in tonight's match between the Lady Panthers and Randolph Lady Rohawks is set for 6 p.m. at Navarro High School. And the Marion Lady Bulldogs are in Luling tonight for a non-district match. Marion is off to a 17-8 start under new head coach Bree Holtz Gonzalez. The Lady Bulldogs start District 27-3A play next Tuesday when they host Randolph. First serve between Marion and Luling is set for 6 p.m. tonight at Luling High School. College football, Texas Lutheran running back Weston Guzman has been named Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week. The conference made that announcement on Monday. It is Guzman's first SCAC weekly honor and the second straight honor for the Texas Lutheran offense. In a Week 2 loss to Howard Payne, Guzman rushed for 71 yards on 13 carries. He also added a career-high 119 receiving yards on six catches, including a 69-yard touchdown. The 69-yard sprint down the TLU sideline was the longest play of his career. Texas Lutheran travels to Southwestern on Saturday. Kickoff from Georgetown is set for 7 p.m. And in the NFL, the Houston Texans fell to 0-2 after a 20-19 loss to Tampa Bay Monday night in Houston. Baker Mayfield orchestrated an 80-yard game-winning drive in the final moments, culminating in Rashad White's one-yard touchdown with just 6 seconds remaining. The loss marks the second time in 3 years Houston has started 0-2. The Texans will be in Jacksonville this Saturday. In the other Monday night game, the Chargers defeated the Raiders in Las Vegas 20-9. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.